That's the sod of Shaifa. That's the sod of Shaifa. What's Shaifa? Shaifa is a Chachma ve'ena Melacha. That's right, Chachma ve'ena Melacha. Same machine. Chachma ve'ena Melacha means that it's Hecha b'dibur, Hecha b'maisa, right? Shaifa is a b'chins Chacha Melacha. In other words, Shaifa is Megala le'habaya. Shaifa is Megala le'person, the Hecherkeit. Sorry, of the dibur and the maisa. So chachma, it's an ena malach. Sugya of a misasik. Misasik is by a shayfa, Rosh Hashanah. Misasik layot. Why is it by misasik? Shayfa is chachma, the ena malach. Zog the healing of Rambam. Afa bishtki is shayfa. There is a kosefu. Remez yish bedova. What's the remez? Ui, yishayne mishchinaschem. What's the vat? Somebody who sleeps is Yidayim Askon Yisim. So who's a sleeper? It's a Chachma Ve'enam, a Melacha Ve'enam Chachma. Somebody who's sleeping is a Melacha Ve'enam Chachma. It's Maisa without Chachma. Sleeping. Somebody who does Melachas without a Yichud is Shluft. Even when a person sleeps, he's still doing. A person sleepwalks, a person sleep talks. Yidayim Askon Yisim. A person's doing when he's sleeping. So why do you laugh at it? Because there's no moyach there. It's maisa without moyach. It comes from shayfa, which is chachma ve'ena melacha, and it takes a person out of melacha ve'ena chachma. Uru yisheini mishkinaschem. What are you doing? Yid throughout his peulus throughout the year. But peulus where there's no moyach. So shayfa is megala. It's kishluf in the ganze year. You're sleeping the whole year. It needs a chachma ve'ena melacha to pull a melacha ve'ena chachma out. So what are you doing? Person at the end of the year, what are you productive? It's ketin, it's geret, he spoke, it's geret, and geret, and gebabbled, and he did, and thus and yens. Shreif is megala, you're sleeping out there. On a yichud, when it comes to chimas chachma, That's the Rachmanis of Shaifa. Shaifa is a person who hears the Shaifa, he has his Rachmanis, he realizes that all the dibur and the machshava, all the dibur and the ma'isa that he did was malacha without chachma. Chachma ve'ina malacha means that Shaifa is mevara to a person, the emistikite. Shaifa is mevara to a person, the yichud, the havaya that should really be there, should have been there in every single dibur and every single machshava. It's like a bechin of Shabbos. You're not allowed to do melacha. It's a chachma ve'ina melacha. Like a bechin of Shabbos.
Is there
no shayfa
on Shabbos?
Yes, you don't go shayfa on Shabbos. Same bechin. Shabbos is an aliyah. Shabbos is a koyach to be ma'ale. Shayfa awakens us to what's going on. Shayfa is awakened to going on. Comes along a chachma ve'ina melacha and says, all you've been doing is a melacha ve'ina chachma. Shayf is megala that a dibur and a ma'aser without a yichud mishluft. So the Rambam is to put it in.
Means the solution chokher is like a gemara.
Right, yeah. Chokher ve'ena melach.
What does it mean? Push.
Push means also dark. What you make it, but it's not a melach. It's the way to do it is to get a chokher. It's shy of going to get to whether it's considered a melach. To make it, whether it's considered a melacha. Otherwise, the shayfa, it's a chachma. It's hard to blow it. I mean, it's mutter to do keilah because it's a chachma. It's not a melacha. You're not learning an uvda the choil. It's not a melacha. It's a chachma. It's a halacha de kemusli. It's about the chachma ve'ena melacha.
That's why it's keilah. That's what the Gemara says. Can't put gold in it because it's keilah in kaidah kadasha.
Because that was the whole chetahina. They wanted to avoid it without yichud. That was the whole chetah ego. And if he pnimius, the chetah ego was, they served the ego, chetah avoid it without yichud. Without shamayim, they wanted everything down here in the arts. They don't mind having ruchnis, as long as the ruchnis is also down here in the arts. As long as they're also manning their ruchnis. And all Avodah Zarah, as long as the Vata Avodah Zarah, they're manig, they're God. They're manig, they're on top. They decide what Avodah, they decide us. You can pick and choose. If you enjoy Hazar Avodah, so you buy this Avodah Zarah, go to the store and buy this Avodah Zarah. As long as you're manig, you're Avodah Zarah. Which means that they don't mind Ruchnias, but they want to be manig, they're Ruchnias.
Why is that called Ruchnias?
Okay, they'll tell you it's Ruchnias, they'll tell you it's an Avodah, and they'll tell you that this is what we do, and Avodah is not Ruchnias. They call it Ruchnias. In other words, they're prepared, that's Avodah Zarah. I mean, they bow to Avodah Zarah, they do Arab Avodahs to Avodah Zarah. And it's without, what's the Avodah? Avodah, it's all down here in the Oretz. There's no Yichon. That's why Avodah Zarah is called Znus. That's why Avodah Zarah is called Znus. It's without a Yichon. It's okay. See, there's no such thing without a Yichon. It's without a Yichon, then it's and it's going somewhere else. It's going somewhere else. In Yichud, there's no such thing. I mean, if it's the right zivug, it's Poseidah. Otherwise, it's either Zer or Batala or it's Nus. If it's Nus, it's somebody else. There's no parafa, there's no grey area in the area of Yichud. It's either Yichud or it's Chas V'Shalom the Batala, or it's Chas V'Shalom the Ghost of Klippa, or it's Bechlal Aroy, it's Chas V'Shalom Achmanas. With Yichud, Yidin with Yichud, there's no Stamazach. So they wanted to make that. They wanted that's Bechinoz Nus. Come to this in English. It's a Kodesh Kodesh and Yichud. I must take a Yichud. Ein Kategen as Sanega. So why did he say? It's a Tekiz Shefas to Yichud. Where was the Yichud? It's a Tekiz Shefas to Yichud. Koil is the pnimius of that dibur. If you're focusing on the pnimius of that dibur, so then you must achat to the shayrish of it. That's what we're saying. I mean, where did the koil, where does the dibur originate in? It originates in the moichin. It originates in the moichin. So it's taking you back to the original. Your koil. If it's the end of Yichud, so then it was Eichel. That's why he said, that's why Yad Be'amim Tachdeinu. We realize that our whole Anhoga is Be'amim Tachdeinu of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our whole Anhoga is Mesiachet to the Anhoga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yad Be'amim Tachdeinu. Yad Be'amim Tachdeinu. That's what the Kodesh Shaykh is.